因着你这样
一到第四节
Behold my servant whom I uphold my chosen one in whom my soul delights I have put my spirit upon him he will bring forth justice to the nations he will not cry out or raise his voice nor make his voice heard in the street a bruised reed he will not breakA dimly burning wick, he will not extinguish. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not be disheartened or crushed until he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands will wait expectantly for his law.
看哪，我的仆人，我所扶持、所拣选、心里所喜悦的，我已将我的灵赐给他。他必将公理传给万邦、外邦，他不喧嚷，不扬声，也不使街上听见他的声音。压伤的芦苇他不折断，将残的灯火他不吹灭。他凭真实将公理传开，他不灰心，也不丧胆，直到他在地上建立设立公理，海岛都等候他的训诲。
Then we want to read a few verses in New Testament in 2 Corinthians chapter 3.From verse 14 through verse 18.
下面我们再来读在新约里面哥林多后书的三章十四节到十八节。
2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 14 through verse 18.
哥林多后书三章十四到十八节。
But their minds were hardened, for until this very day, at the reading of the old covenants,The same veil remains unlifted because it is removed in Christ. But to this day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies over their heart. But whenever a person turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with unveiled face,Beholding us in the mirror, the glory of the Lord are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord, the light, the Spirit.
但他们的心地刚硬，直到今日诵读旧约的时候，这帕子还没有揭去，这帕子在基督里已经废去了。然而直到今日，每逢诵读摩西书的时候，帕子还在他们心上，但他们的心几时归向主，帕子就几时除去了。主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。我们众人既然敞着脸，得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we do thank you for giving us another opportunity to fellowship upon your words.
父啊，我们感谢你又给我们一个机会可以来交通你的话语。
Lord, as we come to minister your word, we are trembling before you.
父啊，当我们在你的话语上有执事的时候，在你面前真是战惊。
Because we know without your anointing that we will be speaking in vain.
因为如果不是你来恩膏，我们说的都是枉然。
Without your anointing, we are hearing in vain.
如果不是你的恩膏，我们听见的也都是枉然。
This morning we pray as we share with one another these words.
今天我们的祈求就是当彼此来分享这样话语的时候。
The Holy Spirit encourage all of us to turn our eyes upon Jesus.
圣灵可以让我们众人都可以转眼仰望耶稣。
So the things of this earth will turn strangely dim.
那地上的万物都要变为暗淡。
In the light of your glory and grace.
是在你的荣耀的光中。
Therefore, we commit this precious time into your hands.
所以我们把这个宝贵的时间交在你的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Prophet Isaiah started this chapter with three very important words. Behold, my servant.
先知以赛亚在开始这一段的时候有三个字，在这里是中文这么讲，看哪我的仆人。
No, behold, the word behold is not the word we use in our daily conversation.
看哪这个字不是我们在平常日常的交谈里面所用到的。
But on the other hand, it was used in Old Testament and New Testament in a very special way.
但另外一方面在新约旧约里面都是在一个特别的方式里面来使用。
And this word behold,convey three very important spiritual meanings.
而这个词看哪里面有三个非常重要的属灵的意义。
First of all, beholding brings revelation.
第一，看哪可以带给我们启示。
When we behold something in spirit, the beholding brings a spiritual revelation.
如果我们是在灵里面来看的话，那这个灵就会这个看哪就会带给我们一个属灵里的启示。
Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 51, he said, "Behold, I tell you a mystery."
在林前15章51节，保罗在那里说，看哪，我现在要把一件奥秘的事告诉你们。
We will not sleep, but we will all be changed.
我们不是都要睡觉，乃是都要改变。
So Paul revealed to Corinthians a mystery.
所以保罗在那里向哥林多人启示一个奥秘。
We will not all sleep, but we will be changed.
我们不是都要睡觉，而是都要改变。
To see this revelation, we require all of us to behold this truth.
如果要看到这个启示，他的要求是我们每一个人都来看。
You know, the revelation is the beginning of all the spiritual growth.
而启示是所有属灵成长的开始。
If we do not grow spiritually, it is because we do not see new revelations.
如果我们在属灵里面没有成长，那是我们没有看到新的启示。
Therefore, it's important for us to behold.
所以非常重要，我们要看哪。
Because behold brings revelation.
因为看可以带给我们启示。
Behold brings believing,
而且看可以带给我们信心。
Once the revelation is given to us, the next step is to accept the revelation by believing it.
当一个启示给我们之后，我们要凭着信靠来接受这样的启示。
If we receive a revelation but we did not receive it,
如果我们看见启示但没有接受的话
，then revelation has nothing related to us.
那这个启示跟我们其实没有关系。
Therefore, Paul say in Romans chapter 9.
所以保罗也在罗马书第九章这么讲。
He said, "Behold, I lay in Zion a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense."
在那里保罗说，看哪，我在西安放一块绊脚的石头，跌人的磐石。
And he who believes in him.Will not be disappointed.
信靠他的人必不至羞愧。
This stone was laid in Zion.
这是一个放在西安的石头。
But it is a revelation given to us.
但这个却是给我们的启示。
But we have to receive this revelation by believing in him.
我们接受这个启示就要靠着信靠。
Because only those who believe in him will not be disappointed.
因为只有信靠的人才不至羞愧。
The continued beholding brings believing.
而且我们持续的来看，就持续的可以得着启示。
Only by believing in the revelations, we can be benefited by the revelation given to us.
只有信靠我们所接受的启示，才可以从这个启示里面得益处。
Beholding brings transformations.
而且看哪可以带给我们改变。
The beholding brings changes to our life.
这个看哪可以带给我们生命里的改变。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17,
在哥林多后书的五章十七节
Paul said, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things pass away. Behold, new things have come."
在那里说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，看哪，都变成新的了。
When we believe and accept a revelation given to us, the revelation will bring changes to our life.
当我们信靠并且接受启示的时候，这个启示就可以在我们的生命里面做改变。
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
This is a revelation.
这是一个启示。
But brother and sister, do we believe in this revelation?
但是弟兄姐妹们，我们相信这个启示吗？
Do we believe that we believe in Christ, we are a new creatures?
我们相不相信，当我们信靠主的时候，就是一个新造的人。
If you believe in this revelation,
如果你相信这样一个启示的话，
The old thing passed away.
那旧事都已经过去了。
And behold, new things has come.
看哪，都变成新的了。
I grew up in the church.
我是在教会里面长大的。
If I knew a lot of things about church.
我也知道关乎教会的许多事情。
But only when I was in my mid-20s.
但只有等到我到二十几岁的时候，
And I begin to see what the church really is.
才看到教会到底是什么。
I begin to see what the purpose of the Lord with regard to church.
我才看到神向着教会的心意到底是什么。
Now I have almost 25 years of church life.
我已经那个时候过了大概二十五年的教会生活。
There are a lot of things in my mind concerning what a church is.
在我的头脑里面，关乎教会有很多的思想。
There are many things I'm so used to.
很多事情我已经习惯了。
I took it for granted.
而且我以为理所当然。
But when at my mid twenties,
但是当我到二十几岁的时候
，One day, I all of a sudden.See what the church really is.
突然有一天，我看到了教会到底是什么。
And I believe it in the revelations.
而且我相信我所看到的启示。
I accept that revelations.
我接受了这个启示。
And all of a sudden, old things pass away.
突然旧事已过，都变成新的了。
One at a time.
每一件事一件一件的。
The things I treasure the most in the past.Now pass away.
过去我最珍惜的那些也都过去了。
Things I think is most precious now, I don't care it anymore.
有些事情我原来是最宝贵的，但后来我一点都不在乎了。
And behold,
看哪
，new thing has come.
都变成新的了。
A revelation bring believing, and believing will bring change.
启示带来信靠，而信靠带来改变。
This can happen every time.
每一次都可以这样发生。
Every time you and I read the words, it can bring change.
每一次我们来读神的话，都可以带来改变。
But we have to see revelations.
我们必须要看见启示。
But revelation must bring believing.
但是这个启示一定要带来我们的信心、信靠。
And believing will bring change.
而这个信靠会带来改变。
That's why.Isaiah start in chapter 42 saying, Behold.
所以以赛亚书第四十二章的开始是说看哪。
And Isaiah went on use four verses to describe my servant.
而在后面这四节以赛亚就用来描述那仆人。
Beholding my servant will bring a change to our spiritual life.
如果我们看我的仆人会在我们的生命里面带来改变。
And this is the purpose of Isaiah.
这个就是以赛亚书它的后面的意思。
Isaiah want to bring a change to the Jews.
以赛亚书要把改变带到以色列人中间。
But only way to bring change to our life is by beholding.
而唯一能够让把这个改变带到我们生命里的就是看哪。
So who is the servant?
那仆人是谁？
It's very easy for us because Matthew told us who the servant is.
这件事对我们来讲应该很容易，因为马太福音告诉我们谁是那仆人。
Matthew chapter 12, verse 18 to 21, quote exactly Isaiah 42.
在马太福音十二章的十八节开始那里，是完全的引用了以赛亚书的章节。
And Matthew used that quote to describe the Lord Jesus.
马太福音那里用那些章节来描述主耶稣他自己。
Therefore, we know that servant, my servant, is our Lord Jesus.
所以我们知道这个仆人就是我们的主耶稣基督。
You know, from chapter 40 or 66 of book of Isaiah,
从以赛亚书的40章到66章
Isaiah covers God's redemptive work.
以赛亚就讲到神那个救赎的工作。
In the center of God's redemptive work is the servant.
而神救赎的工作中心就是他的仆人。
We know Isaiah served for a very long time.
我们知道以赛亚的服侍时间很漫长。
So he wrote 66 chapters.
所以他写了66章的圣经。
He served from King Uzziah all the way to King Hezekiah.
他是从乌西亚王一直到西西家王
There are many kings between Uzziah and Hezekiah.
在乌西亚跟西西家中间还有其他的王。
And Uzziah and Hezekiah are two of the better kings in the Judah.
而乌西亚跟西西家是在这些王里面是好的王之中的。
But Isaiah did not ask them to behold the Uzziah.
但是以赛亚却没有让人来看乌西亚王。
He did not say, "Behold the Hezekiah."
他也没有让人说看哪西西家王。
Have you ever wondered why Isaiah never encouraged any of them to behold the great king?
你有没有想过为什么以赛亚没有让人来看这些伟大的王？
Brother and sister, if we behold the servant, we will never be disappointed.
弟兄姐妹们，如果我们看的是仆人，就绝对不会失望。
However, if we behold any person,
但是另外一方面，如果我们是看人的话，
in the end, we will be disappointed.
最后你一定会失望。
Even if you behold Moses,
甚至就算你看的是摩西，
Moses was the greatest servant in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面，摩西是最伟大的仆人。
He was called the most humble person in the entire world.
他是在世上最谦和的人。
But can we behold Moses?
但我们能不能看摩西呢？
One day in Numbers chapter 14,
有一次是在民数记十四章记载。
Entire congregation of Israel was very disappointed with Moses.
以色列全会众对摩西非常的失望。
They wanted to stone Moses to death.
他们在那里要用石头打死摩西。
And that was not the first time.
而且这不是第一次。
That was the second time they want to stone Moses to death.
这是第二次他们要用石头打死摩西。
So here's a precious lesson for us.
所以这里就有我们一个宝贵的功课。
We should never behold a person.
我们永远不要来看一个人。
If we both behold a person,
如果我们来看一个人的话，
one day we will be disappointed.
总有一天你要失望。
No matter who this person is,
不管这个人是谁。
Even it was Moses.
就算是摩西也好。
How can you be disappointed with Moses?
你怎么会对摩西都失望呢？
But they did.
但他们确实是这样。
They were disappointed about Moses.
他们是因着摩西而失望。
They want to stone Moses to death.
他们要用石头把摩西打死。
As we behold God's servant this morning together.
所以今天早上让我们一起来看我的仆人。
We will pray that Lord will reveal His servant in our heart.
我们的祷告是求神把这个仆人在我们心里面显明。
By His grace, we will receive the revelation in our heart.
借着他的恩典，我们可以在心里面看到这个接受这个启示。
And with the revelation, there will be a transformation in us.
而借着这样的启示，我们会有改变。
So that we will become like His servant.
我们就可以像他的仆人。
Today, are we beholding a person, or are we beholding the servant?
今天我们是看一个人呢，还是在看我的仆人？
I don't know whether you have been disappointed with a person or not.
我不知道你是不是对一个人失望了。
If you are,
如果你是的话，
you should behold the servant.
那我们需要来看。我的仆人。
You will never be disappointed by his servant.
你绝对不会因他的仆人而失望。
And verses 1 tell us three things about this servant.
而在第一节就告诉我们关乎这个仆人的三点。
He was chosen one who his soul delights.
他是所拣选的，是心里神心里所喜悦的。
It's about his characters.
这是关乎他的性格。
God has put His Spirit upon him.
神也把他的灵摆在他里面。
It's about His wisdom and power.
这是关乎他里面的智慧跟能力。
He will bring forth justice to the nations.
他要把公理传给外邦。
This is about His ministry.
这是他的服事。
This is our Lord Jesus.
这就是我们的主耶稣。
All three things fulfill upon Jesus.
这三件事都在耶稣身上得满足。
When he was baptized in the River Jordan,
当他在约旦河里面被受洗的时候
，A voice out of heaven and said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased."
在天上忽然为他打开，然后有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
On the Mount Transfiguration,
在变化山上面
，Also a voice came from heaven.
也从天上有声音出来。
This is my son, my chosen one. Listen to him.
这是我的儿子，我所拣选的，你们要听他。
And then there was Elijah. There was Moses.
当时还有以利亚和摩西。
They were talking with Jesus about his departures.
他们在谈论耶稣去世的事情。
They're talking about how he can accomplish his work at Jerusalem.
他们在那里谈论主耶稣怎样在耶路撒冷成就他的工作。
How could Jesus bring justice to the nations?
就是耶稣怎么样把公理可以带到万邦。
So our Lord Jesus is that servant.
所以我们的主耶稣就是那仆人。
We see all three things mentioned by Isaiah fulfill upon Jesus.
以赛亚在这里所讲到的三点都在主耶稣的身上得了满足。
The servant of the Lord will bring justice to the nations.
而这个仆人要把公理传给外邦。
Justice does not come from a person.
公理不是从一个人而来。
Justice does not come from you and me.
这个公理不是从你从我来。
The justice does not come from the stones in their hands.
这个公理也不是从他们手里的石头而来。
Justice can only come from the servant of the Lord.
这个公理只能是从仆人而来。
If desire to see justice,
如果你愿意看到公理的话
，Let's behold the servant of the Lord.
让我们来看，就是主的仆人，神的仆人。
Then from verses 2 to verses 4,
然后从第二到第三节
，Isaiah review.Three characters of the servant.
那以赛亚就向我们来启示这个仆人的三个性格。
Verse 2 is about his humility.
第二节讲到他的谦卑。
Verse 4 is on his faithfulness.
第四节讲到他的忠心。
Verse 3 is on his meekness.
第三节讲到他的温柔。
So let's look at one at a time.
所以我们一个一个来看。
Let's look at his humility.
先来看他的谦卑。
Verse 2.
第二节。
He will not cry out or raise his voice, nor make his voice heard in the street.
第二节，他不喧嚷，不扬声，也不使街上听见他的声音。
So as we behold his servants, we will find he is humble.
如果我们来看仆人的话，发现他是非常的谦卑。
It is impossible for us to ignore his humility.
我们是不可能忽略他的谦卑。
Brothers and sisters, the Jews were unable to see his humility.
这些犹太人他们不可能不看到他的谦卑。
They were unable to 看到。
哦，这些犹太人却没有看到他的谦卑。
And reject Christ Jesus as the Messiah.
而且他们拒绝他，不认他是弥赛亚。
They did not expect Messiah to come.As the son of a carpenter,
他们没有期望，原来弥赛亚是一个木匠的儿子来到他们中间。
They did not expect Messiah to be at Galilee.
他们没有期待弥赛亚是在加利利。
For them, it's impossible to be the son of a carpenter.
对他们来讲，弥赛亚不可能是木匠的儿子。
It is impossible to come from Galilee.
他是不可能从加利利来的。
They expect this person come from a king's direct family.
他们期望这个人是从王的家族里面直接出来的。
They expect this person to have a statue like King Saul.
他们觉得这个王他应该有扫罗王那样的形态。
They expect this person to have appearance like David.
他们希望这个弥赛亚他来是有那个大卫外面的形象。
But when Jesus came,
但是当耶稣来的时候
He has no stately form nor majesty that we should look upon him nor appearance.That we should be attracted to him.
他却没有家型美容，我们看见他的时候，也没有美貌让我们羡慕他。
He did not come as a king.
他不是作为一个君王来到的。
He came as the son of man.
他是作为一个人子来到我们中间。
The fox has holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the son of man has nowhere.To lay his head.
狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，但人子却没有枕头的地方。
And this is the humble servant.
这个就是那谦卑的仆人。
He came to his own, and those who were his own did not receive him.
他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。
He was despised.
他是被人藐视。
Forsaken of man.
被人所厌弃。
He was a man of sorrows,
多受痛苦
acquainted with grief,
常经忧患
He was like one from whom men hide their face,
好像被人掩面不看的样子
No one esteemed him,
没有人尊重他
This was our Lord's experience on this earth,
这就是我们主在地上的经历
No one expects such a person as the Messiah.
没有人期待这样的人是弥赛亚。
Therefore, they overlook him.
所以他们就在那里忽略他。
No one in the history of mankind suffered as much injustice as the Lord Jesus.
在人类历史上，没有人像主耶稣一样受那么多不公平的待遇。
He was accused by the Jews.On many offenses,
他在许多的地方被以色列人所逼迫。
They accused him in front of Pilate.
他们在比拉多前面来告他的罪。
But Pilate said to the Jews, "I find no guilt in him."
但比拉多在犹太人面前说，在他里面我找不到有罪。
There are many things accused of Jesus.
很多人在那里要定罪主耶稣。
But Pilate said, I found no guilt in him.
但是比拉多却说，在他里面我找不到罪。
And Pilate said, finally, maybe I can release one person to you as a custom in Passover.
然后比拉多就说，不如这样吧，照着你们的习俗，我可以释放一个人给你们。
Take a pick, this Jesus or the robber Barabbas.
所以你们现在来选，你们是让我释放这个人呢，还是释放那个罪犯巴拉巴
？They chose Barabbas.
然后他们选的是巴拉巴。
The Jews placed our Lord Jesus below the robbers Barabbas.
所以这些人，这些犹太人，把主耶稣放在这个罪犯还要低的位置。
But the Lord Jesus did not cry out.
但是我们的主耶稣却没有喧嚷
，or raise his voice，
也没有扬声。
Nor make his voice heard in the street.
也没有使街上听见他的声音。
How can anyone be so silent?
一个人怎么能这么安静呢
？He was oppressed, and he was afflicted.
他被欺压，而且多受痛苦。
Yet he did not open his mouth.
但是他却不开口。
Like a lamb that is led to slaughter.
就像一个羊被牵到宰杀之地。
Like a sheep.That is silent before his shearers.
又像羊在剪毛人的手下无声。
So he did not open his mouth.
他也是这样不开口。
Brothers and sisters, have you ever been wrongly accused?
弟兄姐妹们，你有没有被人不合理的定罪过
？If you do, you know how painful that was.
如果你曾经试过的话，你知道会多痛苦。
On one hand, there's nothing wrong to cry out or to raise your voice.
在一方面来说， 如果我们喧嚷扬声，没有什么不对的地方。
But there is a far better way.
但有一个更好的办法。
The better way is to behold the servant.
这个更好的办法就是看他的仆人。
Because the servant will have the sympathy for you.
因为这个仆人会向着你有同情。
Because he himself was wrongly accused.
因为他本人也曾经被人这么无理的对待过。
When you behold the servant, you will see what the true humility is.
所以当你看仆那仆人的时候，才知道什么是真正的谦卑。
When you behold the servant, you will know he is the only one who can comfort you.
然后你这样来看这个仆人的时候，才知道唯一的安慰才能从他而来。
When you behold the servant, his humility will become your humility.
当你看那仆人的时候，他的谦卑就成为你的谦卑。
You will be transformed into his likeness.
你就可以被改变成他的形象。
Brothers and sisters, instead of holding anger toward those who offended you,
弟兄姐妹们，我们不是要在心里面被向着那个定罪我们的人的愤怒而抓住。
Let us behold the servant of the Lord and look at his humility this morning.
让我们看那仆人，来学习他今天早上来学习他那样的谦卑。
The second character is his faithfulness.
他的第二个性格是忠心。
Verse 4.
第四节。
He will not be disheartened.Or crush until he was established justice in the earth, and the coastlands will wait expectantly for his law.
他不灰心，也不丧胆，直到他在地上设立公理，海岛都等候他的训诲。
The servant has work to do.
这个仆人有他所要做的工作。
His work was to establish justice in the earth.
他的工作就是让公理在这个地上传开。
So what is Establishing justice.
那什么叫做来把公理建立呢？
It simply is to do what the Lord wants to do.
简单的说，就是做神所要做的。
To say what the Lord wants you to say.
来说神要我们所说的。
This is doing justice.
这个就是设立公理。
No, Jesus had one purpose in his life.
耶稣在他的生命里面只有一个目的。
Which was doing the will of his Father.
就是遵行父神的旨意。
The Son can do nothing of himself unless it is something he sees his Father doing.
子凭着自己不能做什么，唯有看见父所做的，子才能做。
Jesus did not originate anything on this earth.
耶稣在这个地上从来没有主动的从他自己出发做任何事。
It is something he sees his Father doing.
是他先看见父所做的。
For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me.
因为我从天上降下来，不是按着自己的意思行，乃是要按那差我来者的意思行。
Jesus did not do anything on his own will.
耶稣并没有凭着自己的主意做任何事。
My teaching is not mine, but his who sent me.
我的教训不是我自己的，乃是那差我来者的。
Jesus did not have his own teaching.
耶稣也没有他自己的教训。
And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me.
你们所听见的，道也不是我的，乃是差我来之父的道。
The words of Jesus was not his.
所以主耶稣他的话语也不是自己的。
When he was on the cross.
当他在十字架上的时候
He said, I glorify you on the earth.
他说我在地上已经荣耀你
Having accomplished the work which you have given me to do.
你所托付我的事我已成全
Jesus focused on one thing.
耶稣他的集中力就在一点
Which was to accomplish the work which the Father has given him to do.
就是来成就父亲所交托他的
This is the definition of a faithful servant.
这个就是一个忠心仆人的定义。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
do we originate the things that Father does not want us to do?
我们有没有主动开始一件父亲还没有开始的事？
do we say anything that Father does not want us to say?
我们有没有说过父亲没有让我们所说的话？
Do we have our own teaching?
如果我们有没有自己的教训？
Look at the servants.
来看那仆人。
This is the faithful servants.
这是忠心的仆人。
Christ was faithful as the son over his house.
基督为儿子治理神的家。
So we are the house. We are the house here.
我们就是他的家。
The servant is the builder of this house.
那仆人就是建造这家的。
Sometimes we mistakenly believed we build a house.
有的时候我们错误地以为是我们在建造房屋。
We don't build a house.
我们不建造房屋。
The builder of the house.Build a house.
是那建造房屋的来建造。
No, therefore, the Hebrew said that the Jesus is more honorable than Moses.
所以在希伯来书里面讲到，我们的主耶稣比摩西更配多的荣耀。
Moses was part of the house.
摩西是那房屋的一部分。
But the Jesus was the builder of the house.
但耶稣他是建造房屋的人。
As great as Moses, he was not the builder of the house.
虽然摩西那样的伟大，但他还不是建造房屋的那个人。
Therefore, Jesus was very faithful to the building of the house.
所以耶稣对于建造房屋是如此的忠心。
Jesus followed every detail from the Father about building the house.
而且耶稣是跟随父亲关于建造房屋的每一个细节来建造。
Even Father said Christ would suffer and rise again from the dead the third day.
就算是神向他讲他要在十字架上要被害而且三日之后复活。
He was faithful unto his death.
他也是忠心一直到死。
For those who have been faithful in the house of the Lord.
对于那些在神的家里面尽忠的人
，We must remember this: the servant is the builder of the house.
我们必须要记得，那仆人才是建造房屋的。
Sometimes when the house of the Lord is under attack by enemies,
有的时候这个房屋是在仇敌的攻击下面。
We behold the builder of the house.
我们就要来看建造房屋的那一位。
We do not behold the house.
我们也不来看房屋本身。
We cannot behold the house.
我们不能来看房屋本身。
If we behold the house, we will be disappointed.
如果我们来看房屋的话，也必然要失望。
We must behold the builder of the house.
我们必须要来看建造房屋的那一位。
The only way you and I can be faithful in the house of the Lord is by Focus on the builder of the house.
唯一一个能让我们在建造房屋的事情上忠心的事，就是我们来看那仆人。
We are his house.
我们就是他的家。
If we hold fast the confidence and the boast of our hope firm until the end, and we are his house.
如果我们将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。
Brother and sister.How do we hold that confidence?
弟兄姐妹们，我们怎样来持守这样的信这样的信心？
How can we hold fast the boast of our hope?
怎样有这样的盼望和胆量？
Our confidence and hope do not come from ourselves.
这个盼望和胆量不是从我们自己来的。
Our confidence.And the hope do not come from the house.
我们的盼望和胆量不是从这个房屋而来的。
Our confidence and hope only come from the builder of the house.
我们的盼望和胆量只能从建造房屋的人而来。
If our confidence and hope depend on the house,
如果我们的盼望跟胆量是根据房屋的话
，one day our confidence and hope will be shaken.
总有一天我们这个盼望和胆量 是要被震动的。
We must hold fast our confidence and the hope by beholding the servant of the Lord.
我们必须将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，是借着看那仆人。
He is the builder of the house.
他是建造房屋的。
Now we come to the third characters.
我们现在来到第三个性格。
His meekness.
他的温柔。
It's verse 3.
是在第三节。
A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not extinguish. He will faithfully bring forth justice.
压伤的芦苇他不折断，将残的灯火他不吹灭，他凭真实将公理传开。
There is one purpose for Jesus to be on this earth.
耶稣来到这个地上有一个目的。
He will faithfully bring forth justice.
因为他要凭真实将公理传开。
This is a severe matter.
这是一个非常重要的事，严重的事。
Jesus was to bring justice to the earth.
因为耶稣要将公理传开。
Faithfully bring forth justice.
是凭着真实。
Sometimes we Christians kind of overlook this.
有的时候作为基督徒，我们忽略了这一点。
We focus too much on God's mercy and God's love, loving kindness.
我们所在乎的所注重的是神的怜悯和神的慈爱。
Then we ignore the purpose of the Lord is to bring forth justice.
但却忘了主耶稣的目的是将公理带到这个地上。
And this will never, it will never change.
这个从来不会改变。
Don't believe that that all the injustices could be tolerated.
不要觉得所有那些不公义的事，神都要忍耐。
Jesus was to bring justice to all nations.
因为耶稣是要把这个公理传给外邦。
So we ought to be fearful if there is something that is unjust in any of us.
所以在我们中间，如果有任何不公义的事情，我们心里面要战惊恐惧。
The problem is,
但问题是
when the servant bring forth justice, none of us can stand before him.
当神那仆人将公理带在我们中间的时候，没有一个人在他面前是可以站立得住的。
Paul was very clear.
保罗非常的清楚。
There is none righteous.Not even one.
没有一人，连一个也没有。
There's none righteous in this room. Not even one.
在这个房间里面，没有一人，连一个也没有。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of the Lord.
因为我们都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
So when a sinner stands before justice of the Lord, this sinner is like a bruised reed.
所以当一个罪人在公义的主面前的时候，就像那个压伤的芦苇。
Like a dimly burning wick.
就像那个将残的灯火。
Brothers and sisters, you and I like a dimly burning wick.
弟兄姐妹们，我们都像那个将残的灯火。
When God created us, He wants us to be a light.
神创造我们的时候，要让我们成为光。
Like light in the lamp.
就像那个灯台里面的光。
But we became a dimly burning wick.
但我们却成了那将残的灯火。
Instead of bringing forth light.
我们不是把光带到人中间。
We bring forth smoke.
我们是把这些烟雾带到人中间。
That's our conditions.
这就是我们的光景。
That's why there's smoke in the house, in your house.
所以在你的家中会有烟雾。
That's why there is smoke when we do work together.
所以当我们一起工作的时候也有烟雾。
Because we are that dimly burning wick.
因为我们就是那将残的灯火。
We are like a bruised reed.
我们就像那压伤的芦苇。
You touch a little bit, you break it.
如果你稍微碰一下它，它就断了。
Remember the prophet Jonah.
还记得先知约拿吗？
Now who was very angry with God.
他向着神大大的发怒。
I don't know anybody.Have that kind of anger with God ever before?
我不知道在这之前有谁像他那样向着神大大的发怒。
Because God relented concerning the calamity which He had declared upon Nineveh.
因为神要让他向着尼尼微来宣告将要来到的灾难。
And He said to the Lord.
然后他就向神说
，This was the reason that I fled to Tarshish to in the first place.
他说所以我急速地逃往他施去。
I knew you are a gracious and compassionate God.
我知道你是有恩典有怜悯的神。
Slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness.
不轻易发怒有丰盛的慈爱。
And one who relents concerning calamities.
并且后悔不降所说的灾。
He was so angry with the Lord.
他向着神是如此的发怒
，because he disagreed the way the God brought forth justice.
因为他对着神怎样将公理传开，他的方式方法是非常的不同意。
He disagreed.
他完全不同意。
He said that, when I prophesied that in 40 days Nineveh will be overthrown.
因为他说当我在那里说预言说再等四十日尼尼微必倾覆了。
That is what he thought it should happen.
那个是他心里面想到要发生的事。
This city of Nineveh deserved to be overthrown.
因为这个尼尼微城是配得被倾覆的。
That was what Jonah expected to happen.
这也是约拿他期望要发生的。
Because of their sins.
因着他们的罪。
They deserve to be overthrown.
他们所配的就是被倾覆。
But God had a compassion toward Nineveh.
但是神却对着尼尼微有怜悯。
The great city in which there are more than 120,000 persons who do not know their right hand from their left hand.
在这个大城里面，不能分辨左手右手的有120,000之多。
And as many animals.
并有许多的牲畜。
These 120,000 persons who do not know their right hand from their left hand.
这些十二万多人，他们不能分辨左右手的。
They are bruised reed.
他们就是那压伤的芦苇。
They were dimly burning wick.
他们就是将残的灯火。
Jonah was ready to break the bruised reed.
那对约拿来讲，他是有这个权利去折断这个芦苇的。
He's ready.
哦，他准备去折断这个芦苇了。
It's fine with Jonah to extinguish these burning, dimly burning wicks.
而且约拿他吹灭将残的灯火，也是无可厚非的。
But God wants something different.
但神要的是另外的事。
You know what God really wants?
神到底要什么？
God wants repentance.
神要的是悔改。
So when the people of Nineveh believe in God,
所以当尼尼微的人他们相信神之后
，and they call a fast,
他们就在那里宣告禁食。
They put on the sackcloth from the oldest to the youngest.
从老到少都穿上麻衣。
Then God relented concerning the calamity which He had declared He would bring upon him.
然后神就后悔不降所说的灾。
So let's make this very clear.
所以让我们让这件事情更清楚一点。
God is after repentance.
神所要的是悔改。
God need to bring justice.
神要将公理带进来
But God has compassion.
但神有怜悯
Therefore, in the compassion, God wants repentance.
所以在怜悯里面，神要得着的是悔改。
It's the repentance that will bring justice and compassion together.
是在悔改里面，公理跟慈爱可以在一起。
So we need to be very clear about this.
所以我们在这件事情上要非常的清楚。
It is a serious matter to bring justice.
将公义带下来是一个非常严肃的事。
But justice can only be satisfied by the blood of Jesus.
但这个公理唯一被满足的办法就是靠着耶稣的血。
And only repentance can satisfy the requirement of justice.
而且只有悔改可以满足公理的要求。
For this reason, God gave Nineveh another chance.
因此神再给尼尼微一个机会。
A bruised reed he will not break.
这个压伤的芦苇它不折断。
A dimly burning wick, he will not extinguish.
将残的灯火它不吹灭。
Not because God ignored justice.
并不是说神忽略了公义。
He's waiting for repentance.
他是等候悔改。
This is the spirit of meekness.
这个就是温柔的灵。
Meekness is about the way we bring forth justice.
温柔关乎我们怎样把公理传开。
When justice was brought before a sinner,
当公平公义被带到一个罪人面前的时候
，grief and sorrows were brought upon the sinner.
这个痛苦跟忧患就被带到罪人里面。
And the grief and sorrows will break the bruised reed.
而这些忧患跟痛苦会让这个压伤的芦苇折断。
And the grief and sorrow will extinguish this dimly burning wick.
而这个忧患跟痛苦也会吹灭将残的灯火。
But the servant was faithful.
但这个仆人他是有忠心的。
The servant must bring forth the justice.
他也必须把公理带进来。
So that's become a problem.
这就成为一个问题。
He needs to be faithful.
他必须要忠心。
He must bring forth the justice.
必须把公理带进来。
But he has compassion toward this bruised reed.
但是他对着这个那个压伤的芦苇却又有怜悯。
He has compassion toward the dimly burning wick.
对着将残的灯火他也有慈爱。
Here comes the meekness.
现在就是温柔进来的时刻。
This servant, he brought forth the justice upon himself.
这个仆人就把公理放在自己的身上。
He bore our griefs and our sorrows.
他担当了我们的忧患，背负了我们的痛苦。
He was stricken, he was smitten, and he was afflicted of God.
他受责罚，他被神击打，而且被苦待。
We are to be smitten.
我们是那个要被击打的。
We are to be stricken.
我们是那个要受责罚的。
We are to be afflicted.
我们是那个要受苦待的。
But he brought forth the justice upon himself.
但他却把这个公理担负在自己身上。
He was pierced through for our transgressions.
他是为我们的过犯而被扎。
We are to be pierced through.
是我们应该被扎的
，because our transgressions，
因着我们的过犯。
But he was pierced through for our transgressions，
他却为我们的过犯受害。
He was crushed for our iniquities，
他是为我们的罪孽被压伤。
We are to be crushed for our iniquities，
我们应当为着我们的罪孽被压伤。
But he was crushed for our iniquities，
但他却为我们的罪恶被压伤。
The chastening for our well-being fell upon him.
我们所受的刑罚却在他的身上。
And by his scourging, we are healed.
因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
Brothers and sisters, this is meekness.
弟兄姐妹们，这是温柔。
We have very different idea about meekness.
我们对于温柔的看法，各式各样。
We think by being meek is by speaking very softly.
我们觉得温柔的意思就是讲话非常的柔软。
We believe being meek is be nice to everybody.
我们觉得温柔就是对每个人都好好先生。
Being meek is courageous.
但是温柔里面带着勇气。
Being meek is bring forth that justice upon himself.
这个温柔就是让公理落在我身上。
It's trying to bring together the justice and mercies.
是要把公理跟慈爱跟怜悯摆在一起。
All of us like a sheep gone away.
我们都如羊走迷。
Each of us has turned to his own way.
个人都偏行己路。
The Lord has caused the inequity of us all to fall on him.
但耶和华却使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
This is meekness.
这个是温柔。
The best way to see meekness is to see Jesus on the cross.
最好的办法来看温柔就是看耶稣在十字架上。
That is ultimate definition of meekness.
这个就是温柔至终的定义。
That is where justice and mercy meet together.
这就是慈爱和诚实彼此相遇。
When you see the cross, you know justice is serious matters.
如果你看到十字架，就看到公义是何等严肃的事。
God must bring justice to all nations.
神必须把公理带到万邦。
This can never be changed.
这个从来不会改变。
So justice must be dealt with.
所以公义必须要被满足。
But there is a Bruce Reed and there is the dimly burning wig God wants to save.
但这里却有那压伤的芦苇，还有江残的灯火，神要拯救。
Therefore, he put those things upon himself.
所以他把这些担在自己身上。
You know, Jonah wanted to bring forth justice to Nineveh himself.
而约拿他是想把审判靠着自己带到尼尼微。
You know, because we don't see any meekness in Jonah.
因为我们在约拿里面没有看到温柔。
God did it with meekness.
神主却借着温柔来做。
He bring forth justice without breaking the Bruce Reed.
他把公理带进来，却没有折断那压伤的芦苇。
He bring forth the justice without extinguishing the dimly burning wick.
他设立了公理，却没有吹灭那江残的灯火。
The cross is that place that justice and mercy meet together.
十字架就是那公义跟慈爱彼此相遇的地方。
Brother and sister, when we come to this point,
弟兄姐妹们，我们现在到了这里。
We need to be clear on one thing.
必须在一件事上清楚。
We must deal with justice in a serious way.
在公理的事上，我们必须要严肃地处理。
We cannot say that because he is compassionate, he has abounding in grace. So these things we can just cover under the rug.
不能说因为他是有怜悯、有丰盛的慈爱，就把这些事藏在石头下面盖起来就完了。
We must face any injustice in our life in a very serious way. Injustice, 不公义
啊，不公义。
任何不公义的事情，
任何。
We must deal with anything that is not just in our life.
哦，在我们的生活里面、生命里面，任何不公义的事都要被对付。
Because we know how serious it was.
因为我们知道这是何等的严肃。
Because it nailed our Lord Jesus on the cross.
因为是因为这些把我们的主耶稣基督钉在十字架上。
There's nothing more serious than that.
没有比这个更严肃的事了。
Therefore, we have to examine our life carefully.
所以我们必须要在生命里面省察自己。
Is there anything in our life that will cause our Lord Jesus to be nailed on the cross?
在我们生命里面有什么事情是让主耶稣被钉在十字架上的？
On the other hand, we also need to realize only the Lord, only the servant of the Lord can bring forth the justice.
在另外一方面，我们必须要知道，只有那仆人，主耶稣才能把公理带进来。
Sometimes it's very tempting to bring forth the justice ourselves.
很多时候，我们是被吸引、被引诱，要靠着自己把公理带进来。
But when we try to bring justice ourselves,
但如果我们要凭自己把公理带进来的时候
，we put ourselves in danger.
我们把自己也放在危险的地位。
Because only the servant of the Lord can bring forth the justice.
因为只有那仆人能把公理带进来。
Therefore, if we see anything that is not just,
如果我们看到任何不公义的事
，whether it's in our life.Or in somebody else's life,
或者在我们的生命里，或者在别人的生活里
，we should bring to our Lord.
我们要带到主面前。
We need to bring to the builder of the house.
要带到建造房屋的人面前。
We need to bring to the servant of the Lord.
要带到那个神的仆人面前。
Because only the servant of the Lord can bring forth the justice.
因为只有神的仆人能把公理。带进来。
Only the servant of the Lord know how to bring the justice properly.
而且只有神的仆人知道怎么样是合适的把公理带进来。
Therefore, we need to behold the servant.
所以我们必须要看那仆人。
Then his meekness will become our meekness.
然后他的温柔就成为我们的温柔。
When we see the cross.
当我们看到十字架的时候
，we begin to understand the meaning of meekness，
就可以了解什么是温柔的定义。
But not only that, as we continue to behold his servant，
不光如此，当我们持续的、继续的来看那仆人的时候
，this meekness will be transformed into our life。
这样的温柔就可以在我们的身上也被做成。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，This is the servant. This is his servant.
这个就是他的仆人。
He is the humble one.
他就是那个谦卑的。
Are we the humble one?
我们是不是谦卑的呢
？We can only become a humble person if we behold the servant.
只有我们看那仆人的时候。才可以成为谦卑的人。
Are we beholding the house today?
我们今天是不是看这个房屋呢
？Or we beholding the builder of the house?
或是来看建造房屋的那位
？Are we bring forth the justice on our own?
我们是凭着自己把公理带进来吗
？Or we trust the servant of the Lord to bring forth the justice?
或者我们相信是神的仆人把公理带进我们中间。
Now let's move to the final conclusion part. How do we behold the servant?
让我们进到最后的结论，怎么样来看他的仆人
？In the Second Corinthians, Paul said this way.
在哥林多后书，保罗这么讲。
He said the scribes and the Pharisees read the Old Testament.A veil lie over their heart.
讲到那里是文士跟法利赛人，当他们心里刚硬的时候，来读神诵读旧约，但是心里面却还有那个帕子。
With the veil covering their heart, they could not behold the Lord.
当这个帕子还在他们心上的时候，他们不能来看我们的主。
This is the same today.
今天也是这样。
If there is a veil cover our heart,
如果在我们的心里有一个帕子遮住的话
，and we want to behold the Lord,
而我们同时又想来注目主耶稣
，and we do not see the Lord,
那我们就看不到主自己。
But there is a way,
但有一个办法。
There is a secret,
有一个秘密。
To remove that veil,
就是把这个帕子除去。
But whenever a person turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away.
当一个人他的心归向主的时候，那个帕子几时就出去了。
It is as simple as this.
就这么简单。
There may be a well somewhere.
也许在一些地方有帕子。
Maybe there is a veil in cover your heart.
也许在你的心里有帕子遮住。
Maybe there is a veil covering your eyes.
也许在你的眼中也有帕子挡住。
Cause you a lot of grief and sorrows.
让你有许多的忧患跟痛苦。
But Paul suggests that there is a secret.
但是保罗却建议有一个秘诀。
You can turn to the Lord.
你可以转向主。
You can turn your eyes upon Jesus.
注目看注视我们的主耶稣。
And the veil will be taken away.
那这个帕子就会被除去。
Then you can behold the Lord.
这个时候你就可以看见主。
You can behold the servant.
你可以看见那仆人。
You can see his humility.
看见他的谦卑。
You can see his faithfulness.
看见他的忠心。
You can see his meekness.
看见他的温柔。
When we do behold the Lord this way,
当我们这样来注视主的时候
，the Lord is the Spirit.
主就是那灵。
And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is the liberty.
主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
Do you have liberty?
你有没有自由
？When you where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is the liberty.
因为主的灵在哪里，哪里就得自由。
What a grace!
何等的恩典
！The scribes and the Pharisees never had liberties.
这些文士跟法利赛人从来没有这样的自由。
Disciple many times never had liberties.
这些门徒们很多时候也没有这样的自由。
The generation of the Jews never experienced the true liberties.
一代一代的犹太人，他们都没有进入这样的自由。
If you and I have the veil covering our heart, we do not know what the liberty is.
如果你跟我还有帕子在心上的时候，就不会知道自由到底是怎样的。
Do you want to experience the liberty?
你愿不愿意来经历这样的自由
？You turn your eyes upon Jesus.
转眼仰望耶稣。
Let the Lord remove the veil from your heart.
让主把你心中的帕子除去。
Remove the veil from your eyes.
让他把你眼中的帕子除去。
And finally, you can behold the servant.
最后，你就可以看到这位仆人。
And you see his humility.
你可以看到他的谦卑。
When you see his humility, you will not need to cry out anymore.
如果你看到他的谦卑，那就不需要自己。在这里大声的扬声。
When you see his humility, you don't need to raise your voice anymore.
如果你看到他的谦卑，也不需要在那里喧嚷。
You will not need to be heard in the street anymore.
你也不需要在街上被人听到你的声音。
When you see his faithfulness,
如果你看见他的忠心
you will rest in peace.
你也可以在平安里面。
Because he is the builder of the house.
因为他是建造房屋的。
He will bring justice. He will bring forth all the justice.
因为他会把所有的公理带进来。
I don't need to bring forth justice anymore.
我不需要再自己把这个公理带进来。
I can rest in peace.
我可以在平安里面安息。
I can rest in his faithfulness.
我可以在他的信实里面安息。
When you see his meekness.
当你看到他的温柔。
You become meek.
你也成为那温柔的人。
On one hand, you know how severe it is to be just.
一方面，你可以看到公义是何等严肃的事。
You will no longer tolerate anything in your life that is not just.
你就不能再忍受任何在生命里面不公义的事。
But you also know God wants repentance.
但你也知道神要的是悔改。
So when you see In just matters, you will pray for repentance.
所以你如果看到这些不公义的事，你要为着悔改而祷告。
That's what the Lord wants.
因为这是神所要的。
Through the repentance, the justice and mercy will come together.
是借着悔改，公义跟慈爱才可以相遇。
Brother and sister, you and I cannot cause someone to repent.
弟兄姐妹们，你跟我不能让另外一个人悔改。
But we can talk to the builder of the house.
但我们可以向着那建造房屋的人来倾诉。
The builder of the house will bring repentance to God's people.
而这个建造房屋的人会把悔改带到他的儿女中间。
When there is a repentance, the requirement of justice and requirement of compassion are simultaneously satisfied.
当有悔改的时候，公义的要求跟慈爱的要求同时马上满足。
Brothers and sisters, this morning, let's turn to the Lord.
弟兄姐妹们，今天让我们来转眼仰望耶稣。
I don't know your situation.
我也不知道你的光景在哪里。
I don't know individual challenges in our life.
我也不知道每个人个人所面对的挑战在哪里。
But the need is the same.
但是这个需要都是一致的。
We need to turn upon our Lord Jesus.
我们需要转眼仰望主耶稣。
May the Lord help all of us.
愿意神来帮助我们每一个人。
Turn our eyes upon him.
转眼仰望他。
The things of this world will turn strangely dim in the light of his grace.
那在他的恩典里面，这所有世上的事都要渐渐的暗淡。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, again, we want to come before you and thank you for your mercy.
父啊，我们在你面前要感谢，因为你的怜悯。
You have been gracious to us.
你向着我们是何等的恩慈。
You have compassion toward your people.
因为你向着你的儿女何等的慈爱。
But this morning we want to come to you. As your house.
今天我们在你面前就是你的家。
We want to pray for each others.
因为我们要为彼此来祷告。
We pray that you will turn our eyes upon you.
愿意我们都可以转眼仰望你。
As encouraged by prophet Isaiah.
我们可以被先知以赛亚所鼓励。
Behold my servant.
看哪，我的仆人。
May we behold that servant this morning.
愿意今天早上我们就来看那仆人。
Let's turn to the Lord.
让我们转向我们的主。
So the veil can be taken away.
所以这帕子就可以被除去。
So we can behold our Lord Jesus.
我们就可以来看到我们的主。
May the Spirit set us free.
愿意这灵可以让我们得自由。
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
主的灵在哪里，哪里，那里就得自由了。
May all of us experience that liberty this morning.
愿意我们今天每一个人都经历这样的自由。
Just as we turn to you.
当我们来转眼仰望你的时候。
Just as we turn our eyes upon you.
就是当我们转眼仰望你的时候。
Let us experience that liberty.
让我们来经历这样的自由。
We thank you for your mercy.
感谢你为着你的怜悯。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。